Last night, a political campaign that's received national attention came to Commerce. The race in question is for the right to represent the 4th Congressional District of Texas. That's the seat that Ralph Hall has occupied since 1981. This year, Hall faces a list of Republican challengers that includes Tony Arterburn, Lou Gigliotti, Brent Lawson, John Stacey, and John Ratcliffe. It was Ratcliffe whose campaign hosted an event Monday evening. Over 20 local supporters came to the events room at the Commerce Luigi's to visit with the Republican hopeful. John Heatherly was among them.
Like a lot of people, I've voted for Ralph Hall for a long time and been a Ralph supporter, but you know, sometimes change is important and change is necessary. It's not always easy, and sometimes it requires tough decisions, but I was introduced to John and met him, got to sit down and talk with him, and after meeting John, I was glad to do it.
Ratcliffe, an attorney, has held elected office before. He was the mayor of the Rockwall County town of Heath for 8 years, but his most significant public service came as a federal official in the George W. Bush administration. Ratcliffe was chief of anti-terrorism and national security for the Eastern District of Texas from 2004 to 2007. And after that, Ratcliffe was the Bush administration's federal attorney for the same district. When asked about the timing of his campaign, Ratcliffe said when he filed, he wasn't sure whether Hall would be on the ballot again.
Ralph Hall didn't have any intention of retiring and told me as much that he, I called him before I was going to file. He told me specifically that he felt very good, and as long as he felt good, he wanted to continue to run. I filed on December 9th, and it wasn't until, or I guess 11 days later, that he announced that this would be his last term. So I didn't know that at the time. But the fact is, I probably would have run anyway. You know, I very much like Ralph Hall. I know he's done a lot of good things for the people in the district throughout the years, but I also think that he's become less effective over the last few years. He's frankly not the person that I want making trillion-dollar decisions for me and my kids, and I think I can do a better job on the issues that are going to be facing this country, not just now, but in the years to come.
When asked to contrast his platform with that of Hall, Ratcliffe cited his stances on spending, national security, and immigration.
I'm a lot more fiscally conservative than Ralph Hall. So when I was mayor of Heath, I refused to raise taxes, even a single penny, for 8 straight years, and I balanced budgets during the worst economic recession of our lifetime for 8 straight years. So, you know, I'm just a firm believer that you live within your means. I would push for a constitutional amendment to balance the budget or to enact spending caps. That's something that he's never pushed for. That's something that he's never supported. So I think on those fiscal issues, I just think I'm far more conservative. I have a lot more experience, frankly, on national security issues. One of my goals isn't just to support the military, but to modernize our military based on my experience in the war on terror. I think that the defense industry has been unfairly hit by the sequester. I'm much tougher on the illegal immigration. As U.S. attorney, I arrested 300 illegals in a single day. It's one of the reasons that I have the endorsement, national endorsement of the Minuteman Project, is because, you know, border security and immigration are issues where it's easy for people to talk about being tough, but I have a record of being tough. Ralph Hall has not been tough on immigration. In fact, when I was U.S. attorney and I prosecuted those 300 illegals, Ralph Hall was one of the elected congressmen that didn't want me to do that because they worked at a company that was owned by one of the top Republican political donors in the state. And, you know, the fact is I swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, not take care of our political donors, and so that's what I did. But he has in the past stated he's in favor of amnesty, and I'm simply not. I think that would be bad for the economy, bad for the rule of law, and I would oppose it in Congress.
Ratcliffe's campaign is well-funded. He's currently a partner in former U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft's law firm. Ratcliffe's own contributions plus those of his colleagues have his campaign out in front of Hall in the fundraising competition. How Ratcliffe and his fellow challengers will fare in gathering votes against the veteran lawmaker will be known in a week. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.